Let's clap. One, two.
Well, blessings to you today. Pastor Tim Garscott here, Christian Center Report, daily podcast. We're doing our joy journal this month for the next 3 months. And today we're going to talk about how we move from this righteousness and peace. How does that produce joy in our life? How do we go from one place to another and live in that joy in the Holy Spirit? David would say, soul, why are you so downcast? Put your hope in the Lord. Well, welcome. It's Wednesday. It's the sixth day of March, 2024. Thanks for joining us. I hope this week is encouraging to you. It's not, quote, a prophetic word, but it's an encouraging word that I think we need. In that sense, it's very prophetic for what we need right now. And we're really trying to help you to not traffic in fear so much, like the media offers us and like the world offers us, because everything's going bad right now. It is. There's no doubt about it. In the natural, it is. But this is our moment to shine. The word tells us in Isaiah to rise, shine, for your light has come. Because why? There's a deep darkness on the earth. This is the time for us to shine. And one of the greatest ways we shine is with this joy. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, Romans 14:17. That's what we're talking about this week, and we gave a challenge, if you've been listening all week, from our speaker from last weekend, Rob Mazza. He shared a thing about where he works with his people, and he helps people through counseling and deliverance and ministry and helping them in the kingdom, is to do a joy journal for 3 months, write down three little things that bring you joy each day. Can be things that just that please you, that touch you, that lets you know what God has done for you, how he's created you. And the things in your life that are just moments in life that you just, God just brings you joy. And you know the Father is part of that. And you're getting into your creative purpose by doing that. One of the things that Rob told us was that a lot of times if people come to them for ministry healing, if they're a minister or whatever, that there needs to be a buy-in, a resource. They have to resource themselves somehow. And a lot of people, and I'm going to be honest with you, I've counseled countless people in my ministry, obviously. I've been in ministry 30 years. So I've counseled a lot of people in counseling sessions. And what I want is somebody that's going to help me, help them, as much as me just telling them the directions, right? I'm trying to pull something out of them, coach them sometimes rather than counsel them. What's in you that can build on? We can build on here. And a lot of times somebody who, quote, wants help doesn't want to pay a price or resource themselves into it. And so Rob says that what they do is they make that person do a joy journal that we've been talking about before they come to them. And he said it'll knock off most of the issues that they're going to have to deal with because they finally found a place in their life where they found joy. And they had been so focusing on their trauma and their difficulties and their hardships that they weren't even meditating on the things that were bringing them joy in life. And that's why we're doing this 3 month challenge for all the way through the end of May. So I'm going to encourage you to go after this and get a journal and start writing it down every day. Well, I'm not a writer. Well, come on. You can write a sentence. Some of you men, you can write a sentence, right? I had joy when I killed that deer today because God provided for me whatever God tells you to do, you know, or whatever brings you joy, whatever it is, okay? So we do this. And one of the things I said, like when I counsel people, a lot of people don't really want to change. They just want their problems to go away. And I want everybody to have a buy-in. You buy into this. You pay a price. I've talked to counselors who charge. You know, we're free. We're pastors, obviously. People give to our ministry. We're not going to charge people for counseling. But a licensed counselor will. And, you know, they're Christians maybe. And somebody said, why are you charging me so much? You're a Christian. I'm a Christian. You know, we're supposed to help one another. And when they'll tell me this, that many times, if that person doesn't pay a price, the $80 an hour or whatever it costs, they won't do the work. And when there's a cost on their side, they'll say, well, if I'm going to pay $8 an hour, I better do some of the things I'm being asked to do. Well, when you offer for free, there's a tendency where there's no buy-in. So, you know, people tend not to do that. And I'm not here to say I'm going to start charging people. I'm just saying, think about what is your buy-in. And your buy-in right now for your freedom and your liberty out of fear is to sow into joy. And ask God to give you, through the Holy Spirit, ways to walk in that joy. That's really what I'm saying here. And I love helping people. I love people that want to partner with me and let's together get them free. That they're not just there, please tell me what I need to do to get rid of this person or get rid of this problem. But in a sense, what can I do to change who I am? That's that whole thing of speaking to your soul, getting in a better place that way. So when we talk about this passage in Romans 14, 17, again, the context there is Paul is dealing with their interactions with the body of Christ and their arguments and their disagreements, judging one another, etc. And he really throws this out there. So as you walk in this joy in the Holy Spirit, for he who is in this way serves Christ, an acceptable God, is acceptable to God and approved by men. So then let us pursue the things which make for peace and the building up of one another, not to tear down the work of God for the sake of whatever food, all these things indeed are clean, etc. He goes off on what they're all caught up in, and he pushes them toward this place. And so as we see this sequence in Scripture here, it's remarkable how similar the sequence of righteousness, peace, and joy is to the sequence that we saw in Romans 5 when it talks about we're justified by faith. That's declared righteous, right? We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's verse 1. Then verse 2, through him we also have obtained access to faith into the grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So you get that rejoice in there. So there is righteousness imputed through faith, peace with God, and the joy in the hope of his glory. So, wonder if Paul doesn't want us to have that in mind in the basis when he talks about this righteousness, peace, and joy in Romans 14, 17, since it's all in the same book. And I think that's accurate. I think that's what he's referring to, a practical lived out life of righteousness rather than just the imputed righteousness of Christ. You live it out in the peace with each other, and it's in the Holy Spirit. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And that means that the Holy Spirit is working these things right now. He is ruling in us to make us more righteous, more peaceable, and more joyful. And that seems to be the fruit of the Spirit, right? So now the declarative act back at the beginning of our Christian lives, that work is built on justification by faith. But now the Spirit is producing these things in our life. It's a byproduct of walking in him, which is what? Righteousness, peace, and joy. Wow, what a gift from God. So Paul says in the kingdom of God, in other words, the work of the Holy Spirit and the advancing of the kingdom of God are the same thing. They're synonymous. And that's exactly what we saw in the ministry of Jesus. In Matthew 12, 28, Jesus said, if it is by the Spirit of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come to you. So the work of the Spirit is the presence of the kingdom of God. Or another way to say it is the reign of God is exercised through the Spirit. This is what we got to go. So when the Spirit rules and conquers our selfishness and our pride, it replaces it with a Christ-like righteousness. That's why I'm calling this thing a divine exchange. Then we'll not grieve and destroy a brother for the sake of food. That's what he's really talking about in that passage, or some stupid rule. The Spirit of God, the kingdom of God, creates righteousness, peace, and joy. And that is what the Spirit of God does. He creates it. He creates the righteousness in you, the peace in you, the joy in you, And when you have these, you don't grieve and destroy the weaker brother, the weaker people, your weaker citizens of your community, your nation. Look, I am guilty of bashing these socialist communists that are trying to take over our country. I'm not lying. I had to fight that. But what about if I got a different perspective and I got the joy of the Lord and I got around these people who are destroying our country, and we have a community of people that go to them not to condemn them, but to demonstrate to them that there is a way out of this crisis through Christ. You know, I work with liberals, and we call them liberals. Liberal. Sometime I'm going to be teaching on how the term liberal is not really accurate. We're looking more socialist communist now. But I work with them, and one of the things they tell us directly, and one of the reasons we don't connect with them, because we see everything black and white, most of us conservative people do, biblical worldview people do, but we don't see it through the biblical worldview that they need what we have. And we need to see that, because most of the time, and they've told me this directly, one of the reasons they can't stand conservatives is because they don't believe we care for what they care for. So if it's healthcare or the environment or whatever they're into, they think we don't care about it. We don't care about a child that psychologically is messed up, doesn't know his gender, etc. They just think we say it's wrong, and therefore they're wrong. And there's a place when you have the joy of the Lord, and you have that righteousness and peace, you can stand there and you can tell them, look, I do care about the earth. I do care that God created it and we want to take care of it. I do care that people are taken care of, that their health has a place of healing, that a child that is confused has a place of hope. You understand? Now I have a joy, and then I also have the answer, because the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is the righteousness and peace that I have, that I can give to somebody who's lost and doesn't have a way. And what I've found in working with them is if I can convince them at some level that I care for what they care for, then we can have positive dialogue and not just scream at each other and call each other names. And I know that's very painstaking and time-consuming, but it's worth it, because you're not changing them, screaming at them, and telling them they're wrong. And that's what Paul was alluding to in this passage of Romans 14. They were all arguing with him over legalism, basically. And this is a place that as we serve Christ, it's a pleasing to the Lord. That's what it says in verse 18. For in this way, serves Christ is acceptable to God. That's the thing. It's the beauty of that. Whoever does that, that's whosoever serves Christ, right? And so what is he saying? It's righteousness comes in the Holy Spirit. And when it comes in or by the Holy Spirit, it is the kingdom of God coming. So if you serve Christ that way, you please God. What does that mean? What is it? What is it here? What does it please God? It means that you please him. And then it says, then it goes on to say there, that you'll be approved by men. Because why? You're walking in his righteousness, his peace, and his joy, not yours, not the self-created peace that you're trying to create, but his peace. And that way marks us, and we honor Christ in what we're doing. Mark 10:45 says, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. There's a way to serve Christ that would dishonor him, and there's a way to serve God that would dishonor God. And that's why Paul tells us God is to be is served by human hands. I'm sorry, God is he who served human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life, breath, and everything. And that's what we honor right now in him. So I'm going to close out this today. I could go on another day, but I think this is enough. We're going to do a 3-month challenge. I'll say it again. Get you a journal, a joy journal, we're calling it. That's what our friend Rob Mazza told us to call it. And write down 3 things a day. 3 things. It'll take you all of 5 minutes. I don't have time. Yes, you do have time. You don't have time for joy? Got time? Think of all the things you got time for. Give time for joy. Give a time to mark it. And sometimes it just, if you want to in your phone, if you have a joy moment, just record it. And then at the end of the day, write it down. Whatever it takes. I'm going to give you some tips here. You can do it. Look, there is a darkness in the world right now that is so dark. that if we don't get this concept, if we don't get this revelation, we're going to get lost, depressed, discouraged, hopeless, and then we're not going to be the joy of the world, the light of the world, the salt of the world. We're going to be just like the world, eaten with fear, hatred, bitterness. We've got to be different. We've got to say, God, in the midst of all this darkness, we're going to combat it with joy, peace, and righteousness. And in that, we're going to have a path and we're going to hear clearly how to walk out and help our nations and help our people walk into a better place and transform it for the glory of God. That's our word, Lord. I pray that upon everybody listening today. In the name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen. Amen. Joy to the world and joy to you today. God bless. See you. Thanks again for listening each and every day here from Christian Center of Shreveport in Louisiana. Don't forget our app, download it on all your devices. We're trying to update it often, put new messages. One of the things we're doing right now with our messages in our services, we usually will record the entire service, but now we're a couple days later, we're cutting out and just having the message. And so that will help you if you want to share it with others or if you just want to listen to the message part. Not that the worship's not important. It is, but we just want to make that offer to you. So you can do that. Go to our app, our website. You can see more there. Thanks for being with us today. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.